It. AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Dan Mulgrew. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission. And now part of the West Automotive Group as of April 1st, 2019. West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously known as Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission on Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall. A STAR certified smog test and repair center. Call Brian and Dan right now. 1-800-760-KFMV.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Dan. Are you there?
I certainly am.
What are you doing over there? Fidgeting around?
Oh, yeah, getting everything set up. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Exciting times, exciting things, man.
Yeah, it certainly is. We had a busy day yesterday, and you had a late one into the evening.
Yeah, well, yep. Scrubbing down that Miramar 76. It don't say Miramar 76 on it no more this morning.
No, it does not. That got stripped down last night. What's it going to say?
Did. It's going to say West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. And
yeah, that's it, folks.
Neon lights.
There you go. New paint job on the building, some new
working
signs.
Working on it now. So we're all busy on rebranding Dan's store, Miramar 76, over to the West Automotive Group this morning.
Feels today, good to be aboard. Week.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming aboard, man. Yeah,
well, thanks for having us.
I had to beat you with a stick for about 2 years, but you finally got it figured out.
Yeah, I did. And you whooped me pretty good. I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it was just... It was, you know, we sit here, me and you, it's like, you know, we got separate stores and why? You know, it's all the same philosophy, the same people, the same everything. So it made the decision a lot easier, especially when you hit me with that big stick the last time.
The second time in the back of the head?
Yeah. I really got nervous.
Well, it wasn't on me, only me. It was your wife, Debbie, hitting you in the head, too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, she was digging a hole in the backyard. So.
Good. Well, yeah. Welcome aboard, man.
Yeah, it feels good to be aboard. This is going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Without question. So what we're talking about right now this morning is April 1st, we decided that, and we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, right?
Oh, yeah, that's not an April Fool's joke either.
No,
this
it's
is
not
real.
An April Fool's joke. I know, which is funny.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly. So people are going, they're pulling our leg. No.
Well, and I'll tell you a funny story. We decided April 1st that we would brand Miramar 76 into the West Automotive Group, just make it easier, blending in our advertising. Everything works together. We all have the same philosophy. We've been talking about this for forever. So here we are. That's what we're doing. And, of course, this is the kickoff weekend. So last night at 6 p.m., we all started like gangbusters crazy.
You guys tore my building apart.
We did tear the building apart. It's something that we do. Yeah. We did. And part of this is... because of how we handle everything and stuff, we're upgrading a bunch of stuff at Dan's store is what we're doing, basically. And new paint job to match the West Automotive Group. The colors will be the same as all the other buildings that we have. You know,
right.
We have the royal blue and the gray, and white. So those are our colors. And so
kind of nice, because if you're in El Cajon or Escondido or Kearney Mesa store, you walk into our West Auto Group Miramar, it's going to look the same.
Yep. Yeah. So each one of our stores, as I'm sure you know, if you listen to the radio show, is named after the city out of the West Automotive Group. We have West Escondido Automotive and Transmission. We have West Miramar Automotive and Transmission now, West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission on Balboa, and we have West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission. So four locations to better serve you, no matter where you are in San Diego County. Boom.
Yeah.
There you go. So, and West Miramar, obviously, was Miramar 76, but Dan's store, same people, same guys. Oz is still there with his tech.
Yep.
Salvador.
Preston, our new hire, what a fantastic guy. He was a charm. I really enjoyed working with him last week.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, we plugged in a great new lead tech, a small guy with Dan, Preston. Good stuff. And there'll be Casey in the front and Todd working with us that are going to work with Dan to free Dan up to allow him to do a bunch of other stuff with us, you know, kind of owner stuff.
Instead
of Dan always standing behind the counter, because we got a bunch more stuff we need to get done with the West Automotive Group and keep things moving. So we got a direction, and it is what it is. So good stuff. And just going to move this along and get her done.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We're going to get her done.
I know we got a lot of listeners. I know Jack's listening this morning, and Greg and Kathy are listening this morning, and Kay, all radio listeners that come down and see me. You guys, still going to be the same. I'm still going to be there.
Absolutely.
Just doing a few other things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and Dan's getting old. We want to make sure he don't have to get up at the butt crack of dawn every morning to make it there.
No, I do. I just want to go to bed early now.
But there's still so many things to do in life along with us. So I convinced Dan this would be the best thing, and Debbie convinced him too, his wife. She wanted to spend a little more time with him. So
big influence,
so,
yes.
Dan will still be around. He's still all part of everything, but we are transitioning here a little bit just to free everybody up and do what we got to do and better serve you, too.
That's the key right
there. That's another key to it, and why we upgrading some things and changing stuff and et cetera. We want to make sure that we get you taken care of as our customer, because you're number one and the most important thing, and we always want to treat our customers like family, so... all the Miramar 76 customers, welcome to West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. Welcome to the West Automotive Group. It was almost like you were already part of it before. We just had to keep throwing an extra name in there.
Yeah, I know. So now it's all good.
Taking
now.
Up time.
It's all wrapped up.
All wrapped up.
Yeah.
We're going to do this.
Absolutely.
We're doing it.
Yep.
It's going to be done.
Get this one going, and we got to hunt down store 5.
By the end of tomorrow, the building will all be painted. By Tuesday, Wednesday, the new signs will be up on the building.
Right.
And then we're going to
next weekend
on.
After that, remodeling the lobby.
We're going to remodel the lobby. Right. You know, I was in there last night till midnight doing the computers on the front counter and getting that stuff all set up. Kept asking myself, who did this?
So, it's been patched together a few times.
One of the really cool things is I have a crew that does the buildings and that. They do an awesome job, and a good friend of mine leads that crew. So he's always helped me out on these, everyone that we do. And, I mean, they just knock it out. But that I do all the IT stuff with my IT guy. He's actually not local, so why I'm doing this, he's often in my ear if I have a question or whatever, and I get everything set up. And then he's an amazing guy, so he works with me. We have some really great team members to make all this happen. That's the point that I was getting to.
Yeah.
So every one of us knows what we're supposed to do when we do one of these now to get everything changed up and fixed over and blended in. This has been way easier. Because Dan's part of this, so it makes it easy. The other ones were way harder. Anyway, keep your eyes out for that. Stuff is changing. Good stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No lie to that. All right.
Phone numbers, all that stay the same.
All phone numbers.
Address even stayed the same. We didn't move the building on you.
No,
it's still there.
Although there's no address numbers on it right now. We pulled them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, cleaning the whole thing up there.
Oh, yeah.
And, man,
absolutely.
Is the front of that building going to look beautiful?
No.
It really is, so...
I said that crew showed up, and an hour later, that building was stripped.
And you know, we put a flag up a lot of times, but what we decided there's that humongous flag right in our parking lot.
Beautiful flag, isn't it?
A humongous American flag, and we were looking at it, and we're like, hey, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll just share that flag. It's right there on the property, so
absolutely.
It's good.
And those guys take care of it, and I got to remind them every now and then when a storm's coming, let's bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, is there lights on it?
Oh, yeah. Light.
Old Glory, she can weather a storm, man.
Yeah.
As long as there's lights on her.
Well, you'd be surprised, though. Sometimes I get a phone call from people driving down Miramar Road and say, hey, man, that flag's just getting ripped up. You need to get it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, like the one in the Escondido Auto Park is humongous. Have you ever seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
And it never comes down.
Yeah.
Never comes down, but it's made to withstand. But they have lights on and all that at night and stuff, and it's very cool.
Yeah, that is a big, nice flag. It's a great landmark. Yeah, I just tell people, if you're not quite sure where we're at and driving along, when you see that big American flag, you're home. Pull in.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's exactly. And that's what we were talking about last night, actually.
Yeah.
You know, just tell them it's by the biggest flag right here.
Yeah, it is.
So there you go. Perfect way to say it without question. So no lie to that. So what are we talking about this morning, Dan? Well, first off, give us a call. Anything related, automotive related, or if you got questions about new West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, we'll be happy to answer them for you. But you can give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB. That's 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, here we are just chatting away on the radio this morning.
That's it.
Yeah, doing our thing, right?
Yeah, gosh, I might even have to remote call in every now and then, my friend.
I know you're gonna want now. I'm gonna give Dan a bunch of free time. He's gonna want vacation time or something like that.
Couple days off here and there.
all good
yeah.
For sure. No, and that's what it's about. You can't. You know what? We work hard, play hard. Can't just work hard all the time.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So I love these work hard times, but man, I like to play hard too. So it's all good. This morning we're talking about the summer heat is on the way. Will your AC work when you need it?
Starting to warm up on us, yes.
It is. Yeah. It is. I think what we're going to, you might have to turn the sprinklers back on next week, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm still green and soaked, so maybe get another week. We'll ask the garden guys next week what they think.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So another thing also with the West Automotive Group that I changed up, and that is Escondido is going to be open 8 to noon on Saturdays, but just the service office. I actually gave all the technicians Saturday and Sundays off.
Right,
I have this thing about the value of family and my employees and how they should be able to enjoy life without question, every single one of them. So we decided to change some things around a little bit. We are running 8 to noon for pickup and delivery and drop off and all that in Escondido for that location because it's been open on Saturdays for so long. But we're transitioning the service into the during the week. We have all kinds of options to make it so easy for you. Low-cost rental cars to the shuttle that runs all the time. And if you've been in Escondido, you know Mr. Leo. He's my lead customer service shuttle driver.
He's great.
Leo has worked for me for 12 years now, I think, and he does an awesome job. And he loves customers, man. Does he love to talk to people. So, and he does a great job at it. And awesome. And he cares. And he's a great person. I think that it's important that my employees get to spend family time and not just be working. And the other thing that I've really figured out is that having 2 days off on the weekend to spend with your family really brings you back refreshed and ready to go.
Recharged.
All that. As most of you know, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, only open Monday through Friday. West Miramar Automotive Transmission only open Monday through Friday. Going to be. I know Dan used to show up there all the time on Saturdays. But
us owners do that stuff because there's always something to be done.
There is, but we're
going to
change this up a bit just because, like I said, I really value my employees. I have some of the greatest people in the world working with us, including Dan now, and they need to have a good life too.
Yeah.
I mean, they just do. Yeah. So we work 7 to 6 Monday through Friday. I mean, we got a lot of hours in there, and we will make it happen for you however we have to. Let's grab Don in Oceanside real quick. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I was wondering how you guys felt about your thing on Thursday. I was there. I loved it. I talked to you guys for a couple of minutes. Couldn't find everybody I wanted to talk to, but it seemed that we were all having fun.
Well, hey, Don, I enjoyed talking to you there for that couple minutes when I ran into you. And News, Brews, and Views Thursday night is what Don's talking about. An awesome event. And the reason you couldn't find everybody is there's like 800 people there. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So right. It was really nice. I hope you enjoyed the event and had a great time. Always good events and something the West Automotive Group's part of. Just great. It's always great to get everybody together and hear some views and you know it's good stuff. It's good stuff for sure.
Yeah. The other thing I was just saying was just commenting on what you were just talking about is that I like 3-day weekends. I got one day for the house. One day for the family, and then one day for myself.
That's a good plan.
All right, I don't think I can pull that off with everybody. We got too many cars to fix Monday through Friday, but I would like that too, Don. I'm sure my employees would too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I've been retired now for 10 years.
Well, you got seven-day weekends then.
No, I know I do now, but back then it was a lot better.
Yeah, gotcha.
Anyway, enjoy.
Thanks so much for calling in. It was nice meeting you. You have a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend.
Yeah, I just wish I'd been able to meet another match. I just couldn't find anybody.
I know. Everybody was so thick in there with all those people. But we'll have to get you introduced to everybody else next one, all right?
Yeah, next time, yeah.
You got it, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, great. I did meet him. Yeah. Talked to him for a few minutes. He's from Oceanside. And
nice.
Yeah, really. Actually, I met a lot of people while we were there and talked to them several times. That was Thursday night. The News, Brews, and Views we did. If you listen to the radio show, if you listen to 760 KFMB during the week, which I'm sure a lot of you do. I know a lot of you avid listeners. We were at the News, Brews, and Views thing sponsoring it. The West Automotive Group was. And just a great event. You know, I Mike and Brett and all those guys, really good. Roger Hedgecock, nice people to chat with. They just are.
So, oh, yeah.
Just good stuff.
Enjoy listening to them.
Absolutely, without question. But you can give us a call here this morning, anything automotive related, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, we're happy to chat with you about, for sure.
Oh, somebody hitting you up there?
That's your wife.
Oh.
She says, this show has made me smile my entire workout. She must be at the gym or
something.
She's
at the gym, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So Dad says, wishing both of you happy chapters together.
All righty. Thanks, Pops.
Best that life has to offer.
All right.
Said it's raining in Ohio, by the way.
I was going to say.
Hope you have your wiper blades checked, Dad.
Yeah. He doesn't go out in the rain. He doesn't need to.
Yes, he does. He says, he told me, he's texting me. He says, I'm going down. We have property in Southern Ohio where as kids we'd go dirt bike riding and trekking through the woods and all that.
Yeah.
He's going mushroom hunting.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He knows how to find some mushrooms, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, don't look at me like that.
Oh, no.
The kind that you cook up and eat, the really good ones.
I was on the same page with you.
Don't get no weird ideas over there.
I say, I know what I mean is he better be careful on the ones that he picks, of course. So.
Oh, he knows that stuff inside out. I wouldn't do it. I don't know. He knows exactly what he's looking for.
I'd get the poisonous one and
fall over dead.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those there are in Southern Ohio, but who knows? Anyway, so far he's made it to 76 years old and eating them, so I think he knows what he's looking at.
All right, he's picked the right one so far.
He's going mushroom hunting, though. All right, so this morning we're talking about AC systems. Do AC systems need to be serviced like any other vehicle system?
Oh, well, they certainly do.
Of course it does, and especially today with cabin filters. We see more than one AC problem that's like an airflow issue.
Right.
That's a plug cabin filter. So not only is your fan working extremely hard to try to pull air through that thing, but it's putting tears in it and all those contaminants blowing it right in your face. So make sure that at least twice a year, my suggestion is to check that cabin filter, especially if you're in a dirty environment.
Yeah.
We have a ton of pollution and crap and all that.
We've seen some plugged up cabin filters.
Oh, we have.
Then you show them to people and they're just like, oh my goodness. So, yeah.
Sometimes I'm all, do you have a cat? Because its hide stuck in this thing. Look at it.
Yeah.
You know, like a ton of cat fur or whatever. Yeah. I don't know where all that crap comes from.
Yeah.
And leaves and pollen. And I mean, just those things catch everything.
Right. And that's where the rodents seem to like to build their little nest and everything
in
there. And
they
that gets
get up
ugly.
In there. You got it. No lie. So checking out the cabin filter net for the AC system and then just doing a performance test on it. We like to take a look at the belt.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
So keep a good eye on that, which the serpentine belt runs everything pretty much these days on most cars, but still never bad to look at. Double check, you know, the pressures on the system.
Right.
The vent temperature output.
Yeah, make sure the blend doors are switching to where they need to be switching.
Make sure all the doors are working.
Right.
Registers. Outlet temperature, cabin filters, like we talked about, and all that. So, unfortunately, often... And people say, well, it's not cooling as well as it did. But here's the deal with that. Some systems, and not all of them, but some of them leak just a little bit.
Yeah.
Very small bit. You can get a very small leak. So sometimes they do have to be serviced. You know.
Right.
So we check the pressures. If they're down a little bit, not right. Sometimes the system just needs to be evacuated and recharged properly.
Exactly. Yeah. And, especially with the newer cars these days, we're running such a small amount of Freon compared
most
to what we used
like
to run.
Most of them are like 1.1 pounds.
Right.
Some of them are like 0.8 pounds of Freon. It doesn't take a whole lot.
So you drop a couple of ounces over a few years and you're cool, or your AC is diminished. It's not blowing as cold as it should.
Correct.
Might not be a big serious problem. Could be, like I said, Brian, just a routine check, service, pressures, evacuate, recharge, and you're good to go.
We are, yeah, for sure.
And then the other great thing we have is sometimes you get that musty odor. Go in there and clean the evaporator core.
Well, that is the other thing, yeah. So we do the evaporator core, and it's good to remove because you can get spores and things like that on that.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is a thing that has moisture running down it
all the time. It's enclosed in a box.
It is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is. We have stuff we spray in there that helps remove that stuff and kill anything in there, and it runs out the bottom of the evaporator drain box and just like cleans it all out, kind of like hosing it down.
Exactly.
But with some chemicals that clean.
Good point on that one. A drain, just something, you know, spider get up in there and plug up that drain, a leaf or something gets in there.
So there's a type of spider, you know what a pilot spider is, right?
No.
Come on, you do. You've owned trailers and all that, you go to the desert
I don't like
and
spiders.
Stuff. You know what a pilot spider does? He's the guy that builds the web right in a little pilot For the heater,
right,
and the,
okay,
and the,
I got you.
You know,
right.
And all that on your trailer.
Right.
Dang, I don't think it's called a pilot spider.
But
that's what I used
name.
To call them,
yeah.
Because when you couldn't get the pilot, you were all, what the heck? Take that thing out, and the pilot's got a spider web all built right
yeah.
in the center of it. There's
I got
no
you
gas
now.
Flow.
Yeah. So that was your term, pilot spider.
Pilot spiders.
Yeah.
I don't like
exactly.
them.
Exactly. But anyways, yeah, for some reason, they like to get in that condensation drain.
They do. Same yeah. thing. Well, it's a nice place to build a little. It's. Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
Well, they could plug up a drain, too. Or you can get crap up in there.
Yeah.
If it's
leaves
not clean
and debris
regularly, right. especially, yeah, the cabin filter, you're not taking good care of it. And you get
right.
all this crap stuck on the evaporator core, and then it drops down to the bottom and plugs up the drain.
Right, exactly.
And then people are like,
that thing fills up with water,
yeah.
and then it changes how the gas is running through the evaporator core, and again, now your air conditioning ain't working.
It's not only that, but water tends to start leaking in on the passenger side of your car usually.
How many times have you heard that? Somebody comes in and said, I made a right-hand turn, and that cold water got on their sand. Oh, scared the heck out of them.
Yes, comes right out of the dash sometimes.
Yeah,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
So that can cause problems like that. And also yeah. then enough of that, and you start getting that moisture out on the carpet and stuff.
Yeah.
Now you got problems with the carpet inside
yeah,
the car.
Yeah. So.
Boy, let's just keep the AC system clean and looked at least yearly, at least
yeah.
once a year, we always say. And this is a great time of year to do so, coming into it. And like I say, we can do the evaporator core cleaning, like Dan's talking about. Yep. We check the drain, clean everything out, make sure you're good to go, check pressures, temperature, et cetera, and
yeah.
Have this system up and running. Make
yeah.
sure that the mold and pollen buildup is all gone. And when you turn that bad boy on, it's nothing but fresh air and icicles coming out
yeah.
at you.
Absolutely, yeah. And another thing we talk about, how little amount of Freon these vehicles taking, but not only Freon, oil. So if this thing drops a couple of ounces, the Freon drags the oil through the system to
it
keep
does.
Everything lubricated.
It does.
So if we just 2 or 3 ounces on a 0.8 system, we can start doing compressor damage and stuff like that. Because
absolutely.
Of, yeah, so
absolutely.
It's very imperative. I mean, if you've noticed right away that, hey, you know, this isn't feeling as good as it was, get it checked.
Correct.
Save us some big money on the long run if we damage a compressor or something like that.
You know, it's funny. It's almost like that with anything on a car. If
well,
you
yeah.
notice something about it, get it checked. You'll usually save yourself some money.
Well, that's a good
unlike
point, yeah.
brake noises where you run a metal to metal. Prime example. excuse me. Prime example, real quick here. Check engine light came on a car. Here's the worst case scenario for it. This is a Lexus up in Escondido at our store. Kevin diagnoses, checks it out. It's a transmission issue. We have a solenoid that's been having an issue, but the valve body also has an issue. But come to find out, as we're this is the cause, that was the start of the whole problem. That's what started it. But then talking to the customer who's driven for a year and a half that way.
Oh my goodness.
Well, the second clutches are burned up in the thing now. So now you took a problem that was probably just the solenoid valve body initially. I mean, you can't say for sure, but probably. Right. And you turn it into a very expensive transmission.
Especially on one of those. Yeah.
Folks,
yeah.
that's the worst case scenario right there, driving with the check engine light on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it didn't feel right, but it was okay. It was still driving.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. You know what me and Dan do when our check engine light comes on?
Yeah.
We diagnose and fix the car.
yeah. yep.
Why? Because I don't like expensive things. So the point to all that is... Man, you know what? You think you're having a problem with the car. Something's not right. Get it checked out. It's always, always, always almost cheaper. Almost always cheaper to catch it when it's just started as a problem. Otherwise, it can snowball and cause other problems.
Absolutely.
Misfires. Take out a catalytic converter. I mean,
yeah.
I can go down the road on these things that turn into bad news when you keep going.
Yep.
So if you're having an issue, get it checked out by a professional like the West Automotive Group guys. And let's get it fixed properly. That way we don't have to spend extra money on it. Because
no.
there's been too many people that I've seen that were like, oh, should have fixed that earlier. Yeah,
yeah.
It should have.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it would have saved you thousands of dollars sometimes.
You know, we understand life gets busy. You're running the kids back and all over the place. But like I said, when that check engine light comes on, the car does anything like that, imperative get it looked at.
Because We do. All right, folks, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break real quick here. It's second half of the hour coming up. You need to call us at 1-800-760-KFMB. It's 1-800-760-5362 as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and the host of Auto Talk Radio, along with being the auto man on the CW San Diego. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. As a family-owned company for over 20 years, we consider every customer to be an extended member of our family. If you're looking for someone to take care of you and your vehicles, then you've come to the right place.
Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides home and to work, or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications. You can enjoy peace of mind knowing that we also back every repair with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of the three San Diego facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, or Kearny Mesa. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's West Automotive Group.
The San Diego Dreamhouse Raffle is back, offering you a chance to win a multi-million dollar home or up to $2.1 million. 1,000 total prizes, vacations, cash, more, and you have a 1 in 50 odds of winning. And even if you don't win, you know what? It's all good, because all the proceeds benefit San Diego's Ronald McDonald House, which provides a home away from home for families with hospitalized children. SDRaffle.com to learn how your raffle ticket purchase helps families in need right here in San Diego. SDRaffle.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
I'm Stella Escobedo. Monday on News 8 this morning. Any rain ahead for the week? We've got your back-to-work forecast. Plus, what's next for the two San Diego parents caught up in that college cheating scandal? And we'll have some fun on April Fool's Day with some new toys and pranks you can play.
Join Eric Conard, Stella Escobedo, and Heather Myers Monday on News 8 this morning from 4:30 to 7. Then on the CW for News 8 Morning Extra 7 to 9.
Daily Blast Live. We're talking about what you're talking about as it's happening.
I'm going to go against the president on this one.
What?
It's fresh, it's unfiltered, it's unpredictable. I didn't like this.
Really?
I loved it.
DBL, it comes with this warning.
Watch us once and you'll be hooked.
Do it. We dare you.
This is the daytime show you've been waiting for.
And this is just the beginning.
Now it's time for everyone to know who we are.
Weekdays at noon on the CW San Diego.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. DRE license 01976010. Minimum fee applies.
CBS News Update. Congressional Democrats are still insisting they be allowed to see Robert Mueller's complete report, but the Attorney General has other plans. William Barr says a redacted version will be sent to Congress within a couple of weeks. President Trump says the bottom line is...
This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide, and I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side. But I have a lot of confidence in the Attorney General.
CBS News correspondent Chip Reed.
Democrats are demanding to see the entire report. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a tweet, the American people deserve the facts, not a watered-down interpretation of Mueller's findings, courtesy of Trump's hand-picked Attorney General.
In his letter to Congress, Barr says he shares a desire for members and the public to be able to read Mueller's findings, which are included in the nearly 400-page report the special counsel submitted last week. CBS News Update. I'm Sam Litzinger.
Now, from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
Baja off limits. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. President Trump is threatening to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border next week because he says Mexico is not doing enough to stop Central American refugees from trying to get into the U.S. Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed a 16-year-old San Diego high school student to the state's Board of Education. Brenna Pangilinan replaces a high school student from Oakland. And Ballast Point Brewing and the Little Italy Association will host a Made in San Diego block party at 2 p.m. with live music and beer tastings. This report is sponsored by Lexus Carlsbad. Now during Lexus Carlsbad Invitation to Lexus Sales event, save big on new Lexuses with Lexus Lease Cash. See the county's largest selection of Lexuses at Experience Amazing at LexusCarlsbad.com. Partly cloudy, 55 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and the San Diego State baseball team rallied in the eighth inning but lost to Fresno State 5-4 at Gwynn Stadium last night. The two teams meet again at 6 o'clock this evening. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB, talk and breaking news.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. All right, Dan, there's some good music for you.
There you go. Get your Saturday morning started.
Get some coffee. It'll
be a beautiful day.
It's already a beautiful day. Love this. I would love if we just kept the time where it is, man. I'm a big proponent of that.
Me too. Just leave
I just. Yeah, man. This is so much nicer, man. I rolled out this morning. Because I work so late, I think I slept like 4 hours last night. So I got up this morning a little later, but all good. And I was like, and I texted Dan because I stopped to grab a coffee. And I texted Dan while I was sitting in line there. Yeah. I'm waiting
one
on my coffee.
1:07
I was like 1:07. And I texted Dan, coming in hot, open the gate.
Yeah, gate was open.
The gate was open. So I was cutting it close this morning, but we got here in time.
We did.
We made it without question. Matter of fact, it's so funny, as we were walking up to the door, the Garden Talk guys were going out the back door.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And I had very little bar left. My phone's ready to die. I drove a different truck, so I didn't have a charger.
Oh, man.
So I just got the ping when you said coming in hot. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to text you. Where are you? I don't think I have enough battery.
It was all
asphalt
good.
Flying, coming through the gate sideways.
Coming in hot, nothing like that F-250 four-wheel drive going sideways, huh?
Yep. Nice parking job. There it is. Yeah. like Ricky Bobby or whatever his name was.
Need
right?
Self-parking. I can do it myself.
Yeah. Good times.
It's a funny thing. I was up in Escondido, and I came around. I was in the parking lot. I came around, and body shop guys, cars all over the place down there at the end of the parking lot there. We share with a body shop that's in the center there. And the access is blocked, so I'm backing up to go back the other way where I came from. And there's one of their employees in a brand new long Chevy truck. Now, I've been driving for forever, man. I grew up in Ohio. I mean, and I've driven everything, man. I could drive everything from a 16-speed semi, man, to I've driven a tractor to everything. I've driven everything in my life at one point. Yeah. So some things are not my favorite. So I can actually drive, okay? Right. And I'm backing up, and he starts honking at me. I'm like 12 feet away from this truck. Look, man, I can see you there, dude. Seriously. I'm not going to hit you. And the body shop manager's like, you're like 6 inches from that truck when you got done.
So?
If you didn't touch it, you didn't hit it.
That's right.
What is that? What is that Days of Thunder movie? He's hitting me. That's called rubbing and racing.
Exactly.
NASCAR don't see him hitting you. I don't see him hitting you. Therefore, he's not hitting you.
There were some good lines.
That movie. That was an old movie, man. But good stuff. Anyway.
No, I like the one where he tells him to go out and hit the pace car. Why? He goes, you hit everybody else on the track, might as well hit the pace car. Some good one-liners.
So seriously, too. Yeah, go out and hit the pace car.
Why?
You hit everything else on the track.
Yeah. You didn't. Yeah, you came through the gate nicely. Didn't hit the gate. Truck, everything's perfect. Yeah.
I don't run into many things. I did. You know, one Saturday morning after I left here, I did run into a young lady in a Mustang is that 52 going out to El Cajon?
Yeah.
Man, she was in my blind spot, and I looked and switched lanes, and next thing I knew, that rear BFG was rubbing on her right front fender, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I pulled over, and she stopped, and And her and her friend, and mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, man, this is all me, man.
Yeah.
It's all
I'm
me.
Gonna own it. Yep.
I've left my lane, so I didn't stay in your lane. I didn't stay in my lane. So exchanged information that night. She's a nice young lady. Spoke to her dad, and I actually complimented her dad when I talked to him. I was like, you know what, having a kid, who I do, mine's 26 now, but not a kid so much anymore, a young man, respectful as she was and kept it together. And I said, look, here's what you need to do. You need to take your phone, take a picture of my insurance, take a picture of my driver's license. I said, she's all, yeah, that's what my dad told me to do before. If I ever get an accident, I said, so do that. I'm going to take a picture of your stuff. I said, and just have your dad call me. Okay. I said, and
we'll get
I'll
all
take care
out.
Of it. Yeah. So yeah, I actually sent her over to John's Collision because they lived in Santee.
Yeah. All right.
So, and I know those guys really well out there too. So, I sent her over there and they took care of her, and her dad called me and said, hey man, I really appreciate you. I said, I'll have them take care of it. They'll send me the bill. I apologize. It was my fault. I told him, but I did tell him, I said, boy, I tell you what, you must be a good parent, my friend.
Yeah.
Because this young lady definitely got some good values somewhere and a smart head on her shoulders. And just, she didn't freak out. She didn't lose control.
She just pulled over, stopped.
And, they were both very adult-like and nice. Polite. And of course I was too. I mean, it was my fault. I don't have no reason to be upset. But she could have been very upset with me for hitting
her. She'd been scared at first, and that sometimes comes out in a different way.
The thing that I always try to tell everybody, no matter what, is if you do it, just own it, man.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Now, if you were driving a 2019, you would have had lane warning departure system, and that wouldn't have happened.
Have you ever seen me change lanes? Are you sure?
Override the departure. You're fighting with the steering wheel. It's trying to center. Oh, I want to go left.
Man, not only that, but it vibrates your seat on all
it
those
does.
Things.
It does. Scares the heck out of you. Yeah.
Unless you turn on your turn signal, though.
Yes.
So if I didn't see her and I turned on my turn signal to switch lanes, I would have hit her anyway, right?
Yeah, more than likely.
But not now. Some of them anti-crash avoidance now as we're getting into the newer stuff. So it may have just turned me right and went over and hit the person on the other side.
I wanted to go left. The truck went right. What happened here?
I'm just kidding.
Systems are pretty serious about
put you back in your lane.
Stuff like that.
No lie. Some good stuff. And I tell you what, the technology these days with that stuff and what we're doing with it and how we need to, all my guys keep going to school and everything. It's so important. The technology is amazing, and the equipment needed. Another great reason why Dan folded in with us here as part of the West Automotive Group, because we work very hard to keep up on technology. My guys go to school at least twice a year, the technicians do, and equipment that we purchase and all that to make sure that we're diagnosing your vehicle properly, getting you fixed properly, dialed back in and down the road. So great stuff, great stuff. So we're going to have to eventually have an area that we realign these, something to do for sure. These cars when stuff like that, we need a clear area of so much degree to set all the sensors and get things set on them. Just amazing stuff the way we got to work on it. Where's everybody at this morning? 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. I do want to remind you, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group or Miramar 76, which is now West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. And matter of fact, I already had a conversation again with the Interstate guy. He's like, do you keep in Dan's Interstate inventory or what are you doing? I said, well, does Dan have a good Interstate inventory? Are we keeping that? Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Have you kept up on it? I didn't. The one thing we didn't talk about was a battery thing.
Right.
So I know you have Interstates. That's all you sell also.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know. Well, maybe you need to increase it. Maybe not. Maybe Dan has exactly what he sells right there.
Exactly.
So we're trying to stock per area.
What I'm really lucky is if we do get a new car, they're just down the street from me. Hot Shot, and it's right down. They're just down the Cabot.
Or I send a driver down to get it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the other thing.
That works. Because, again, limited space sometimes, and,
You do.
So you start talking about stocking batteries and
But once again, just another philosophy that why you blend into the West Automotive Group so well is because Dan does a lot of the same things we do. His philosophy with Interstate Batteries, same thing. Highest quality battery out there, doesn't sell anything else.
Right.
So, therefore, it becomes extremely important, and it works for us all. So, and the customers all get a great service and care. I'm going to continue on. So if you need automotive-related battery, stop into one of our four locations, and we'll be happy to get you taken care of. If you need a battery for any other need, you can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, as Dan said, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. So great stuff. AC systems. We're talking about AC systems. So, but we're going to take our last break here, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to grab Fred. You can give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. This is Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
When it comes to getting your vehicle serviced or repaired, take it to a place that cares for their customers like family. Hi, it's Brian, the host of Auto Talk Radio and the auto man for the CW for 11 years. I'm also the founder of West Automotive Group. Our philosophy is to never put money ahead of people. Stop by and take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis. We only hire ASE-certified master technicians to ensure your vehicle is repaired with quality and care. Here at the West Automotive Group, we back every repair with some of the longest nationwide warranties for your peace of mind. At West Automotive Group, we know how valuable your time is, so we provide free shuttle rides home or to work, or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. Whether your personal or fleet vehicle needs service or repair, visit westautomotivegroup.com, where you can easily set your appointment. Experience the West Automotive Group difference, where you'll learn what quality service is all about. Book your appointment online at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com today.
Our wonderful San Diego weather is back, and it's time to break out the clubs to help the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. The Ray Vets Benefit Golf Tournament is April 12th at beautiful Riverwalk Golf Course. This four-man scramble kicks off with a shotgun start at 7:30 a.m. Admission includes greens fees, raffle tickets, a cart, range balls, and even lunch. There will be great raffle prizes, and the best part is that you're helping the brave men and women who valiantly served our country and rely on the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. All players need to be registered by April 6th, so don't delay. To register, email Corey Welch at corey.m.welch@raytheon.com. That's corey.m.welch@raytheon.com for the Ray Vets Benefit Golf Tournament, Friday, April 12th at Riverwalk Golf Course in Mission Valley.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 844-59-CANCEL. That's 844-59-CANCEL, 844-59-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
AM 760 KFMB.
back to Auto Talk Radio this morning. We appreciate you joining us. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County for over 26 years now. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there in East County for 5 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right on Balboa Avenue, around the corner from the station here. Taking care of folks there for 2 years now, AAA approved, and soon to be SMOG certified. I'm working on that. And now to be West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, used to be Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, where we blended Dan in with us. West Miramar Automotive and Transmission will be still STAR certified. All that stuff's done. We're going to flip it over here this coming week and going to keep that going for you. Dan's been over there for 26 years.
31.
31. Holy smokes. 31.
Yeah. So UTC Golden Triangle.
Triangle. Yeah, right there. So taking care of folks. So that will be West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. Great new things coming, cleaning her all up and putting Dan's smiley face on it.
Yeah.
Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired. Find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And you can take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis along with our free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at any of the four locations. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter by going to westautomotivegroup.com. You can also make appointments and everything there. westautomotivegroup.com. You can also go find all the podcasts for Auto Talk Radio if you missed any of them straight from there. All the segments for the Auto Man, where I'm the Auto Man on the CW every Friday morning news and Friday evening late news. They replay it. WestAutomotiveGroup.com. You can get it all from there. You can email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or call us directly at 760-741-5323. At 760-741-5323 up to Escondido. We'll get you routed from there. This morning you can call us at 1-800-760-5362. Let's see what Fred's got to say. Good morning, Fred.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks I for have being
a, there. Yeah, hey, thanks. Yeah, I think you're going to like this call. I have a preventative maintenance question.
Sure.
I have a 2015 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. I got it used. Currently has 41,000 miles on it. When I got it, I think it had about 19,000 miles on it. So as soon as it was due for service, I took it into the dealer and had the manufacturer's recommended service performed on it at each interval. It's due for the next service at 46,500 miles. Mm-hmm. As you both discussed over and over, and I totally agree, manufacturers' maintenance schedules aren't sufficient, especially if you want to keep the car a long time, which is what I want to do. So
correct.
My question is, when it's time for me to bring it in, and since I'm in Oceanside, I was a longtime customer of Dan's, and since I'm in Oceanside now, I'll probably bring it over to Brian's shop. My question is, for just to prepare myself from a budgeting standpoint, what should I expect when I bring it in to bring it up to snuff? I mean, as you guys discussed, I'm thinking it's probably going to be like transmission fluid changes and perhaps the radiator and other items.
Yeah. So on that vehicle, transmission, fluid changes, coolant, for sure. You're getting about 50,000 miles preventative-wise. The rest of everything, if you haven't done an induction service on that thing yearly, we recommend those. But that's pretty much it as far as it goes.
Than just your routine inspections of filters and brakes and just
we always check all that stuff. Yeah. But I mean, as far as extra stuff, the things that we really just like to keep an eye on and do, we recommend more often than the manufacturer is coolant. Even though it's extended life, still 3 years or 50,000 miles, it really keeps the lubricants good in that cooling system that keeps the seals in good order and all that. And then of course, transmission, one of the most expensive things on a car nowadays. We get some serious longevity out of engines. You can get 300,000 miles out of the engine. But if you don't service the transmission, those things tend to fail around 100,000 miles now. So just another good thing to add to it. And then the induction service, removing the carbon, keeping her good working. So money-wise, not too expensive. I mean, in total, you'll probably have something like $350, $400 maybe, yeah, in service, something
the,
like
the
that.
$300 to $500
yeah,
range,
somewhere yeah. in there. Yeah, in service.
We're gonna want to test the brake fluid. You know, do a strip test on that. And
correct.
Could use maybe a fluid exchange and or brake fluid exchange. But the biggest thing too is we don't know the condition of the brakes, and correct. That could be a major factor. Well, if you're getting down to 2 millimeters, but
we're gonna look yeah. at all that stuff. Yeah. But other than just visually on that, those three items are just great preventive maintenance that will really help extend the life of the car.
Factory trans fluid, factory coolant, big
yeah. for sure.
Yeah. It sounds good. The induction, there's nothing on there about that, and I can totally understand why that's important. So,
especially with today's fuels.
Thank you very
fuels.
Much. I'll probably see you in a couple months.
You got all right. it. Any way we can help you, let us know. And when you're ready, you can call into the guys, and they can put an estimate all together for you so you know exactly what you're dealing with before you roll in on that stuff, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Have a wonderful week and be safe out there. Thanks for the call. Take care.
Likewise.
Bye-bye. So great questions. Yeah. And keeping up on those. It's not that much that we add to this. It's just those couple things, doing them a little earlier. Man, really extends life of your car. And Fred's right. It you can keep these things going, you know.
Right.
And like the said, cost Brian, of a coolant exchange on a car at $350 versus waiting to $100,000 when the water pumps leak in,
the system's compromised,
hoses failing yeah. internally, yeah. The plastic valves, because a lot of times now we have electronic heater control valves that are plastic, things yeah. like that, all that stuff, radiator plugged up. If you watch the Automan segment, there's a radiator I have on it coming up in the next, we just redid a bunch of them, new ones, but segments, I do a new one every week. But there's a radiator I have that we cut the top off of.
Yeah.
That thing is solidified on the bottom half of it.
Right. No
all
flow.
No flow. Right. Those things, continued hot spots, blown head gaskets, everything else, as right. you know, and I know, Dan, not a good scenario.
How many plastic impellers do we see destroyed?
Correct. And yeah. we're right back
on the water pumps, I mean. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're back to the point of stating that, you know, a little bit of maintenance can save you a lot of money. Yeah. As far as that goes.
Yeah, and we're in the automotive world, but that goes for anything you own.
Absolutely, without question. All right, yeah. folks, stay tuned. Up next is the Smart Investing Show, as always. Look at them over there. Wave. Hey, Smart Investing guys. Oh, they're in deep in conversation. See, yeah. now Brent finally waved. Chase is ignoring me. I'll get him later. Anyway, all good. Hey, San Diego, we appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio. Keep the rubber side down and shiny side up, right? We'll be back absolutely. Next week, right, Dan?
Yeah. Make sure you drive by West Miramar Automotive Transmission.
Yeah, check
out
it out
progress.
This week. Actually, yeah. Absolutely. Or any of the 4 locations of the West Automotive Group.
Yeah.
We're there to help you for sure. WestAutomotiveGroup.com. Just check it out. We'll go from there. Everybody be safe. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in San Diego, wherever you are, though. Rubber side down, shiny side up. Up next is the Smart Investing Show. These guys know what to do with your money. Make sure and stay tuned and listen to them. Any last thoughts, Dan?
No, everybody just get up, get out, enjoy the day.
Get up, get out, enjoy the day. Spring is on the way.
Enjoy the super bloom.
Oh, yeah, the super bloom. Make sure you take your allergy medicine before you go. Take care.
AM 760 KFMB.
Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions Test and Repair Facility employs ASE certified technicians to handle all of your automotive needs. Owner Dan Mulgrew has been in business for over 30 years and can be heard as the co-host of Auto Talk Saturday mornings on KFMB. Many satisfied customers have been taking the time to document their experiences with Miramar 76 Service Center. Laura B. writes, "My father and I have been bringing our cars to Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission for 10 years, and they have always been honest, professional, and reasonably priced. While I was in college, they were even great about helping me decide which repairs needed to be done and which ones I could wait on. Dan and his team have taken great care of us and our cars." This is just one of many satisfied customer reviews. Get your vehicle checked today before a minor repair becomes a major repair. Call Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, 858-457-5716, or visit miramar76.com.
Let the next now? What's next? All you need to know. AM 760 KFMB San Diego.